Welcome to your GCSE English Language Revision Podcast. I'm your study guide tutor, and today we're diving into one of the most important skills in the entire course, evaluating a writer's choices of vocabulary, form, grammar, and structural features. Whether you're sitting WJEC Educas, AQA, or any other board, this skill runs through every single reading question on your paper. So let's get into it. By the end of this episode, you'll know exactly how to identify language and structural features, how to analyze their effects on the reader, how to use the right terminology, and how to avoid the most common mistakes that cost candidates marks. We'll also do a quick-fire quiz at the end to test your recall. Ready? Let's go. Section 1. What are we actually being asked to do? First, let's be really clear about what evaluation and an analysis actually mean, because these are two different things, and examiners can tell the difference. When you analyze, you're breaking down how a writer has used a specific technique and explaining the effect it creates. You're asking, what did the writer do, and why does it work? When you evaluate, you go one step further. You're forming a judgment. You're saying, how effective is this? To what extent does this technique achieve its purpose? You might acknowledge that different readers could respond differently, or you might weigh up the strengths of the writing. The key word here is effect. Every time you identify a language feature or structural choice, your job is to explain the effect it has on the reader. Not just name it, not just quote it. Explain the effect. This is the single most important thing I can tell you today. Think of it this way. If you write, the writer uses a metaphor, that's feature spotting, that earns you very few marks. But if you write the writer's metaphor of a caged bird creates a powerful sense of restriction and lost freedom, positioning the reader to feel sympathy for the narrator, that's analysis. That earns marks. Section 2, vocabulary, word choice, and its effects. Let's start with vocabulary because word choice is where most candidates can pick up the most marks. Every word a writer chooses is deliberate. Your job is to ask, why this word and not another? What does this specific word do that a simpler word wouldn't? When analyzing vocabulary, think about three things: connotation, register, and precision. Connotation means the associations a word carries beyond its literal meaning. The word home and the word house mean the same thing literally, but home carries warmth, safety, and belonging. A writer who chooses home over house is doing something deliberate with those emotional associations. Register refers to the level of formality and the type of language used. A formal, Latinate vocabulary creates distance and authority. Colloquial, everyday language creates intimacy and accessibility. When a writer shifts, register mid-text, that's always worth commenting on. Precision means choosing the most exact word for the job. Verbs are particularly powerful here. He walked is vague, he shuffled, he strode, he crept. Each of these tells us something completely different about the character's state of mind. Now let's look at specific language features you need to know. A metaphor is a direct comparison that says one thing is another. The classroom was a battlefield. It creates vivid imagery and forces the reader to see one thing through the lens of another. The effect is usually to intensify meaning or reveal a hidden truth about something. A simile works similarly, but uses like or as. Her voice was like gravel. The effect is slightly softer than a metaphor. It suggests a comparison rather than asserting it, but the impact on the reader can be just as strong. Personification gives human qualities to non-human things. The wind howled angrily. This is particularly effective because it creates an emotional relationship between the reader and the natural world. It can make settings feel threatening, welcoming, or alive. Pathetic fallacy is a specific type of personification where the weather or natural environment reflects the mood of the scene or character. A storm during a moment of conflict, sunshine at a moment of resolution. When you spot this, always link it to the emotional tone of the passage. Alliteration is the repetition of consonant sounds at the start of words. The dark, damp, desolate street. The effect depends on the sound. Hard consonants like D, B, and K create harshness or aggression. Softer sounds like S, L, and M create gentleness or melancholy. Sibilance is a specific type of alliteration using S sounds, the soft, slow, sliding C. Sibilance often creates a whispering, hissing, or sinister effect. It's worth naming separately because it shows precise terminology knowledge. Juxtaposition places contrasting ideas or images side by side to highlight the difference between them. It forces the reader to compare and creates tension or irony. The gleaming palace stood beside the crumbling slum. The contrast makes both things more powerful. Hyperbole is deliberate exaggeration for effect. I've told you a million times. It creates emphasis and can be used for humor, drama, or to show a character's emotional state. Rhetorical questions don't require an answer. They make the reader think or agree. Isn't it time we took action? They're particularly common in persuasive and nonfiction writing. Emotive language is vocabulary chosen specifically to provoke an emotional response. Words like devastating, heartbreaking, or innocent victims are designed to make the reader feel something. Always ask, what emotion is the writer trying to provoke and why?